Hello everyone and welcome to the Control Tower. My name is Brandon Enyart, and I'm here to bring you the latest on your favorite indoor soccer team from the great state of Washington, the Arlington Aviators. Well, this past January 17th, the Aviators took on the number one seed, currently the number one seed in the Western Indoor Soccer League, the Tacoma Stars. Tacoma Stars also playing some double duty in the MASL, Major Arena Soccer League, as they take over the infamous Seattle Impact FC season after they folded just before this match took place. And yeah, fresh off that loss, they lost to the San Diego Sockers in that game. The Tacoma Stars traveled to Arlington to take on your Aviators at Soccer First Arena. Last time these squads met was right before the Christmas holiday in a match where Arlington dressed just 10 players. Two of those, local high schoolers, who would take on the Mighty Stars at that point. The Stars would take that game 9-1 and came into Arlington expecting a similar result this time. In the first half, the Aviators stunned the confident Stars with their physical and blazing fast tempo along with their relentless counterattacks. Momo Drema, a recent acquisition, scored the first goal of the match in the first quarter. The Aviators had several other quality chances that challenged one of the league's top keepers in Aaron Anderson. However, they would not score another goal. In the opposing crease, Aviator goalie Eric Cruz was having the game of his life as he made one huge save after another. Cruz would go on to record 33 saves in total. Third quarter, the Aviators kept up their pace, smothering the Stars' attack. Tacoma's first goal of the game didn't come until the last 6 minutes of play in that period. Tacoma added two more in the frame to take a 3-1 lead. The battle between the two sides waged on back and forth, but Tacoma would score off two difficult goals to take a 5-1 lead that would eventually be the final score. Over the past few matches, the Aviators have employed the skills of several young players that have had a major impact on the team. Bruce Galvan and Cesar Zavalza, along with Fabian Panduro, have played the beautiful game indoors at a high level, and it's definitely showing. The Aviators now face two tough opponents in Bellingham and Olytown the ensuing weeks. Coach Kisem and Co. is energized and excited to take on these formidable foes head-on. Kickoff against Bellingham is January 24th at 7:30 at the Soccer First Arena in Arlington. There'll be more on that later. Alright, so now that we got the recap out of the way, Arlington Aviators showing so much heart again. These guys are just a little smidgen away from being something really, really outstanding. In fact, some of those new guys, like I was saying just a few minutes ago, absolutely showing so much talent out there. They're going to hit their stride here soon. I know it. In fact, these next games against Olytown and Bellingham could definitely be a lot of fun. In fact, they will be a lot of fun. I will guarantee you that. So come on out and watch those games. But yeah, we also have this week Coach's Corner, which is coming up right now. And so here's what Coach to say. All right, I'm here with Dodgy Kasim, the head coach of Arlington Aviators FC. I know this wasn't exactly the result you wanted out of this game, but really, you got to be pretty proud of how your team played that first half, right? Tell me a little bit about that first half.
I was pretty proud of the boys. I mean, we've been working so hard, and we've been losing some players to injuries, some cards, and some of them did not work out for us. And I've been bringing a lot of young kids, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 18-year-olds, and they're fitting into the system. I was so proud that we were actually beating probably the best team in the state, 1-0. Finishing the first half. Even I don't think Seattle Impact a game even they got scored on, so and they scored against them. So like I said, I was super proud. super proud. I think we can do better and better for sure, especially with the younger guys now. I wish I did find them earlier in the season, and I think we would have been in a different place. But Aviators plays good soccer. If anybody comes and sees our results on in the internet, they're going to be like, oh, these guys are last place. But if they watch our games, we lose in the last 5 minutes most of the games. We play good soccer. I'm really proud of my boys.
Well, I was going to say, too, there's a lot of passion. Anybody who thinks that there's not a lot of passion on this team, they're wrong, because there's a lot of passion during halftime, during timeouts. You're really trying to motivate these guys. Tell me a little bit about how much you, this team means to you right now, and how much getting some better results here in the future will mean to you and the team.
Well, I mean, I play this game competitive way, too, in Europe. And I coach college, I coach select and all levels, and I don't like giving up. And just because we lose games and it looks bad, I'm not one of those coaches that are just thinking about my name. I want to make sure I'm going to leave behind a good program, a winning program, and we have the right players for it. I'm proud of my boys. I can straight up say, like, this nothing reflects how we play. And in the half times and before the game, I am trying to push hard, and I'm, you know, very, very passionate, very aggressive coach. But I also have coaches beside me that are very positive. So we do a good partnership, a good cup, bad cup partnership. So it works out really well. And our boys are young. You know, like, most of our team is outdoor players. They don't know indoor game. They make a lot of mistakes. But the fact that we played this kind of soccer against a top team, it shows that we are going to be in a good way. We're going to be a winning team sooner or later.
Well, and you mentioned some younger players that have come on here now later. Who are you looking to rely on, especially now in these upcoming games? I think you have games against Ole Town as well as Bellingham here coming up. Who are you looking to really rely on in those games to really show up in those?
Well, a good mixture of the young players that is willing to listen with the experienced player that is also a part of the tactic. They are some of our experienced players has been doing amazing. The first rotation, I think every single game we've been winning, you know. But once we put the second rotation or the third rotation, when we have players that want to do their own individual thing, we really can't stick to the plan, and we start failing. So our first rotation needed some young guys to get going their heart and play hard and stay in their position and still help. You know, I think that's what the good combination of both, you know what I mean? And hopefully our injury is going to get back. Like, we have a player that I feel like one of the most talented players I work with, Lucas Struado. He's Brazilian, and he's been injured the whole season. And it's hard not to have him, because we built a tactic on him, and it's been great every time he's in the field, but he can only do like maybe 5 minutes. So,
now, final question. Eric Cruz tonight, though, had a great time. Obviously, the defense played well, too, but Eric Cruz came up big with a lot of saves. How important is Eric to this team right now?
Oh, Eric is I've been working with Eric for a long time. He was my coach for my club, youth club. He's our goalie trainer for my club right now. I love Eric. He has good heart, and he tries hard, and he now trusts himself in indoor. He never wanted to be an indoor player, but now he sees that he has my confidence in him. And he has the team's confidence, and he's just going to another level that he's never been before. And on the top of that, Eric actually played like a sweeper today. He was a sweeper, he was a field player and a goalie. So doing that both, like clearing the ball and everything, he was amazing. I'm really proud of him. So,
well, thank you so much. You have a great one.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Coach for joining us after the game for that interview. Very, very nice to have his insight on the team. And also, I was also able to speak with Eric Cruz, who was named Man of the Match for Arlington Aviators FC after the game. And here's what he had to say about the match, as well as the upcoming games left this season. All right, I'm here with Eric Cruz, the Man of the Match here for Arlington Aviators FC. You had a tough night in goal against Tacoma. You played so well, though, even on the onslaught of shots were happening. How did you feel in this game against the Stars?
Felt strong out there. Today we played more as a team than we usually have. We all worked for each other, and it helped out a lot, especially on that first half. Just my defense was blocking shots left and right. There was a few that went through that I had to make those saves for, but overall, I feel like we did a good job throughout the whole game.
Well, it's great. You know, you're right. You did give credit to the defense, but on the other hand, there were a few when you were down in the area I was calling the game at, where you just had these really spectacular saves, actually. Is it tough when you know that you're playing a great game? Is it tough when you didn't see that lead slip away a bit?
It's tough, but, I mean, we are playing a pro team. They did put in their big shots out there that second half, and they did make the difference in the game.
Now, you guys, looking forward to the rest of the season. You guys have played with a heck of a lot of heart through this whole season, and the record really doesn't reflect how good you guys have played at times. What do you look forward to, though, in this next half of the season? How do you move on from here?
Big thing is winning our next two games. I feel like after that Wenatchee game, everyone just connected. That was the turning point for our season. And, I mean, against them, we scored like 5 goals in 1 quarter. So that was a big turn for our season and just hit on from there. After this game, we got Olympia, I think, next, and then Bellingham. Just go for the W's on those two.
Well, again, congratulations. I know it's not the result you wanted, but congratulations on just a really spectacular game from you. So take care of yourself and good luck in the next game.
Eric Cruz just really did have a phenomenal night on January 17th. I personally will say I've called both arena soccer and indoor soccer games, and I would say that is the best performance over both disciplines that I've seen by a keeper in a long time. It's too bad the score didn't totally reflect that because he was just incredible. Yeah, I talked to a few of his teammates and the coaches, and they all said, hey, you know, he's an outdoor goalie who made the transition to indoor, and he's just getting comfortable with it. And boy, if he's just getting comfortable now, I can't imagine how good he's going to be in the future, because that was phenomenal. One of the saves, if you listen to my play-by-play broadcast that night, I got so excited watching it because it was one of the most awesome saves I've seen in any form of indoor soccer. And so just, it was phenomenal. I was going crazy. I can't say enough good things about Eric Cruz. But anyway, so now moving on. This is another segment that I'm bringing to you this week that we like to call Captain's Corner, and this week, James Doherty joins us, and he was able to talk to us a little bit about what he sees for the future of this team, how he sees them coming along. Again, some great insight from a guy who really, really knows what he's talking about. So without further ado, here is my post-game interview with James Doherty on Captain's Corner.
All right, I'm here at James Doherty just after the Arlington Aviators-Tacoma Stars match here at Soccer First. James, I know that's a tough game because Tacoma is the number one team in the league right now. They're a tough team to play. You did have the lead, though, after the first half. Tell me a little bit about how it felt after that first half.
First half felt really good. You know, we stuck to our system. We did what we said we were going to do. We were really happy with the outcome of the first half. I don't know if anyone's done that to them this year. Really proud of the guys. You know, it's hard to keep that high pressure like we were doing, and I'm just really proud of everyone for doing that.
Now, in the second half, obviously, you notice that Derek Johnson, who is obviously their star over there on the Tacoma side, he played a little bit more in the second half. That seemed to be a little bit of the difference maker for them. What sort of difference did that give to your defense in the second half?
They definitely came out harder. I didn't recognize anyone. I did recognize Nate Ford. I didn't know the other guy, but I'm assuming he's the cartwheel guy or whatever, the rolling guy. Yeah. But they definitely came out harder. You know, it seemed like they were clicking a lot better. You know, maybe it was those two guys coming in, knowing where everyone's going to be. But yeah, they definitely came out harder. We were slowing down a little bit. It's hard to keep that high pressure up the whole time. So, you know, in combination, those two things, it worked in their favor, definitely, but we kept pushing.
And you guys really did play great defensively tonight. They only had 5 goals. That's definitely nothing to shake your fist at. But on the other side of things, you were only able to get that one goal. How do you look toward getting more goals in the future? What do you guys have to do to make that happen?
Early on, we definitely had more opportunities. I think we missed 3 or 4 good opportunities. I mean, you got to give it to their defense and their goalkeeper. You know, he got a hand on a couple good ones that could have been slotted, you know, lower corner and whatnot. We definitely have to finish, take advantage, full advantage of those opportunities that we get, and just keep hammering on it. You know, we know what we need to do. It's just a matter of executing on that.
All right, Perry, thank you so much.
All right, cool. Thanks.
Big thank you to James Doherty for giving us his insight. Always great to hear the captain's point of view, one of the captains, you know, so he can kind of tell us how he thinks things are going. It's great to hear from him. So really, really appreciate him taking the time to talk with me. All right, so since the last time I was here, lots of stuff has been going on in the Western Indoor Soccer League. January 10th, Tacoma Stars and the Ole Town Artesians took on each other. Tacoma Stars absolutely walloped them 15-2. Crazy score there. Bellingham United also top Wenatchee Fire 12-7. On January 11th, the Arlington Aviators would take on the Snohomish Skyhawks in an exhibition match, and they fell 4-3 to the Skyhawks in that match. All right, so January 17th, also, of course, you know, Tacoma Stars, Arlington Aviators, 5-1. Tacoma took that one. The Wenatchee Fire barely eked out a win against the Oldtown Artesians, 9-8. Looking forward to January 24th, you got Wenatchee Fire taking on the Tacoma Stars. That should be an interesting match. Wenatchee's playing good. Tacoma, though, of course, top of the league. Bellingham United will be taking on your Arlington Aviators. And the Olympia All-Stars will be taking on the Oldtown Artesians in an exhibition match. All right, so now let's go to the standings here on wislnews.wordpress.com. Go there for the latest on all things Western Indoor Soccer League. Standings are Tacoma Stars still in first place with 18 points, a perfect record of 6-0-0. Bellingham United has 13 points with a record of 4-1-1. Wenatchee Fire have 10 points with 3 wins, 3 losses, and 1 tie. Oldtown Artesians have 2 wins, 5 losses, no ties, 6 points in total. Arlington Aviators still winless with a 0-0-6 record. Goal differential right now, Tacoma Stars with a plus 35 and Bellingham United with a plus 9. It drops off drastically there as Wenatchee Fire have a minus 9. So right now, Bellingham United and Tacoma Stars looking very good. Of course, they already have secured playoff spots as well. Not really a shock at the top of the goals scored table. The player up there is Derek Johnson, who has 14 goals for Tacoma. Willie Spur for Oldtown has 10. Adrian Espinoza from Wenatchee also has 10. Greg Wolf from Oldtown has 8. And to round out the top 5, Andrew Weissauer from Bellingham has 7. Your number one scorer for Arlington is Aaron Burns with 6 goals. Usually I bring to you the goalie stats, but for right now, they're currently unavailable on the WISL website. And so can't do much about that this week. I guess that's about it this week. I do want to say that whether you're listening to this late Friday evening or early Saturday morning, definitely come on down. 7:30 kickoff. Your Arlington Aviators take on the Bellingham United FC Hammers. Bellingham, second seed in the WISL. This is a chance for Arlington to really show what they're made of and beat a top team. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's the last home game of the season, so you want to, you know, take advantage of that because this is some fun soccer. Had such a great crowd in that last game against Tacoma Stars. The guys really appreciated it. Everybody, myself included, appreciated that crowd. So awesome to see that. So please come back in the dozens. Get your friends over there. Get your aunts and your uncles and your grandparents and your cousins and your brothers and your sisters and I don't care. Find some strangers off the street. Just bring them in, watch some great indoor soccer, and let's show the Aviators how much you love them. Thank you so much once again, guys, for joining me on the Control Tower. Again, my name is Brandon Enyart, and I'm signing off.